We're back. Pomp and Joe show. As we roll along into 11 o'clock, and I know Joe wants to get into some quarterback talk, but we've been talking about the Pirates and what they've been doing and what needs to happen at the trade deadline, by the way. If you don't know that, that date is July 31st. We're in July already. It's going to be here before you know it. And Joe, in the past, we've seen them make trades before the deadline. They still, you know, qualify as deadline type of moves. Do you expect them to make moves at before it gets to that point, before you have... If I'm them, I'm waiting to see, and I want to see if I can create a bidding war on some of these guys.
Well, yes, I do, to answer your question. And one of the names I find most intriguing right now is Ke Bryan Hayes. If you give me, if I'm a contending team, an elite fielding third baseman, and for all the criticism of Hayes that I feel is justified for his offense, he's one of the greatest defensive players in Pirates history and one of the greatest defensive third basemen I've ever seen. He's unbelievable over there. I just think the bat is more important at that position. He doesn't need to give you much because he is such a great fielder. He's given you nothing until the past couple weeks. And for large swaths of his career, he's given you nothing. But for a contender, Bob, if you're going to tell me that Ke Bryan Hayes is going to be a decent hitter and an elite fielder and a reasonably priced one at that.
I think more than reasonably priced for a team that has a lot of money to spend.
But I think he's very marketable at this particular point. Do you? And should they deal him? That's the conundrum now. Like, if he's going to be that, then you should want to keep him. But I'm not convinced he's going to be that.
Yeah, we've gone through this before where he's had nice months. A couple of years ago, it was in September, and it made you think that he had arrived. He's still not hitting for power, still just two home runs, but he's hitting the ball and putting it in play and driving in runs. But you also have to look at what teams would need something like that. I don't know what team has a vacancy at third base to the point where they need a regular day-to-day third baseman.
I mean, I'd have to look closer, but if there's not one right now that stands out, injuries could make sure that there is one between now and the deadline. Limits, let's hit some calls.
All right, first let's go to Scott, who's in the North Hills.
Hey, Scott.
How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Scott?
Good. Hey, Joe, if you think Bob sounded like a negative Nancy, wait till you get me.
Listen, okay.
this team, this five-game streak is a total fraud. It's why I hate this whole thing that's going on with nothing. I just wish they'd lose every freaking game and be done with it. Listen, the guys, Don Kelly, nobody would even know that guy's name if Schwartz and the Gonzalez wouldn't have broke his ankle. Those guys would have been playing from the beginning of the year. No, they would have never changed managers.
Wait, who was the first guy? You said
the guy on first base. What's
the
guy's name?
Oh, you called
Horowitz.
You called him Schwartz.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, let me ask you a question. Because the fact that you're listening and you have passion for this indicates to me that you must want the Pirates to win, do you not?
Well, as a Pittsburgher, I do. Personally, I have a couple of bets against them this year, and I'm hoping they lose so they get a thing. But listen, if you look at it seriously, they hit a hot streak. Every team in baseball is going to win five games in a row. I mean, it'd be impossible to not win five, six games in a row out of 162 games.
The Marlins have just done that and more.
That's right.
What's your point? Because ours certainly isn't, they've won five games in a row. This is a really good team. Not one person has said that.
My point is anybody that goes down to that game today is a sucker. They're just giving nutting their money. And
Now we get back to this topic. And I'll say this, that I don't blame anybody who will never go again. But I'm entertained by this team right now, and I don't think people who go to baseball games are, quote, suckers. Do you, Bob?
No, because I go and I like it. I think when you have grandkids and kids and you want to have nice moments and teaching them games, you get to see some other teams. No, I don't think that at all. I think it is what it is. It's an entertainment venue for a lot of people. Yeah, it would be nice to win. This is from an owner's point of view. You should want to do everything in your power to win. You should spend more money. You should take losses to win because the valuation keeps going higher and higher. This is his problem, that he can't get beyond the numbers, I don't think, on all these levels. Put some money into it. You'd be surprised what happens on the other end. And they saw that in 13, 14, and 15.
Next.
All right, let's go to our friend Stephen Fabian in New York.
Fabian, how are you?
What's up, guys? How are you? Thanks for taking my call. Bob's former intern here.
Oh, my God, you're right. I haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing today?
Good. Listen, I agree with you guys on one point and disagree on another. First, I agree with Joe that this team's only a batter or two away. In my crude math, I've looked at the Pirates' losses from this season, right? If you give them 4 runs in all of their losses, there are 13 more wins this season. That flips their record from 37-50 to 50-37, right?
Now, that's all it took was 4 runs. That's a very good point.
We should be able to score 4 runs. Another batter, too, does that. Now, where I disagree is you guys were talking about trades. I think the strategy needs to be trade the guys like Mitch Keller as opposed to, say, a Chandler or an Ashcraft or whatever, simply because we're operating on, as we know, the Bobby Nuts shoestring budget here, right? So, like, you know, you gotta, if we're going to give this team a chance on this budget, we got to trade the guys who are making the money. If you're telling me we don't go to Boston, Detroit, or Chicago and say, we'll give you David Bednar, we'll give you Mitch Keller, and then we'll throw in an IKF you can have for the playoff run, a utility guy. We can't get a good bat who's ready to go. You know, their number one hitting prospect who's ready to come up next year.
I don't know that it's about quantity. I don't know that it's about how many players you give a team. It's how good.
Well, the players are going to help right now for those teams. Again,
they can help right now.
You can tell Fabian's a very good intern, and he learned a lot, right?
Do you remember him well, Bob?
Yeah, I do. Now that you said his name, I mean, the voice would not have rung a bell. You know, it's hard for me because I haven't seen guys in a while.
They need to find their way to a star hitter.
They do.
Or a high impact, you know, borderline star young hitter. They're out there.
But again, don't you think a team that needs these kinds of, you said 3 guys there, right? Keller,
yeah.
IKF, and Hayes. Is that what you put in
here? Bednar is what he said. Yeah.
Okay. If you're a team that needs those things, or you're checking those boxes, you'd be willing to sacrifice a high-end guy or maybe somebody on your roster who's still.
Maybe, yeah.
Because those are things that you need moving down the stretch to try to win. And as we know, if you're close to winning or at least perceive that you're close to winning, you'll do things that you probably shouldn't do. And that's what the Pirates did with Chris Archer.
By the way, you know, it shows that when the Pirates even start to win a little, that more people listen to the games. Bob, I know we were just talking to our boss that it doesn't take much. That's really not an opinion. That's a fact based on history and based on numbers.
And there's nothing else going on in the summertime, generally speaking.
People are starved for it.
Right.
They're starved for it. And, you know, I just don't buy that line. You don't want to go to games, as I've already said twice today and a million times before. I don't blame you, but don't blame the people who do. I don't think everybody, you know, has to sign up for a Pirate boycott. I like going out to a game once in a while. Used to take my daughter all the time. They're not the only low payrolled team in the major leagues. That's the way the major leagues are. Should they spend more? Absolutely. Nobody, there's not one person in this town who has been more critical for a longer time of Bob Nutting than me, but don't call me a sucker for paying for tickets for a baseball game, which I do a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't get tickets through the team. God knows that with some of the things that I've written and said. It's not like I call up the team and say, hey, can I get a couple tickets front row tonight for a baseball game? You know which finger I'd get for that one, Limits.
I could take a guess. I could ponder.
But I don't need to be called a sucker for going. And I don't think that their loyal fan base and the people who were sitting there last night, including that guy with the unbelievable mustache.
You see
at
that
the
mustache?
End.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
It was almost a Raleigh Fingers type of effort. It was moving in that direction.
I don't think they deserve to be called suckers. I think what they are is loyal fans.
Yeah, they're passionate. They are.
And
the
you're
ones.
One of them. How many games do you go to?
I went to 19 games last year.
At an average of what per game would you estimate?
What do you mean? Like average
money.
Per se? Oh.
Per ticket.
Well, fortunately, I have the ballpark pass, but that's 50. That's $50 a month.
There
so
you go.
I'm talking about dollars a year at least.
There you go.
Yeah, but you have a good time. You hang with your friends, right?
Yeah, that's not counting, you know, what you spend at the ballpark and stuff like that.
And if you've gone to games since Don Kelly's been the manager, you've seen 18 wins in 27 tries. So that's not bad right now.
No.
One more call before we have a brief intermission limit.
Packed lines right now, completely full. Let's go to Eric in Dubois.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Hello, Eric.
I wanted to say, hey, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. My wife is from Brockway, right down the road.
Awesome. Well, happy holiday weekend. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. And I love what Don Kelly's doing. And I want to say, like, we have Detroit roots here in our system. Now, with Don Kelly, like, obviously the Jim Leland connection, we got Geno back. And I want to remind everybody that Detroit Tigers have the best record in Major League Baseball right now.
And the best pitcher, arguably, too.
What's the point there, though?
What's the point with that?
The point is they were six games under 500 on August 8th last year. And I'm saying that let's hope we sweep this homestand today, and then let's have a good road trip. Because that's where we have to start playing winning baseball.
Are you comparing the Tigers went through a lengthy rebuild, but I also feel compelled to point out they are spending $144 million compared to the Pirates, about $90 million or so.
I'm not comparing, payroll or anything like that. I'm just saying strange things happen in baseball.
Yeah.
The Tigers last year were six games under 500.
And they did put a lot of money, too, in their offseason. Yeah, all of that's true.
They also made the wild card last year.
Yeah, they went through a lengthy rebuild, and they switched regimes in the middle of that rebuild. But they've also laid out it's still a bottom 15 payroll, mind you, at $144 million. They're only 18th in the league. They're only separated from the Pirates by one, two, three teams between them.
But that goes to
show
you,
Milwaukee, Baltimore, and Kansas City.
You don't need to be $350 million payroll.
No.
As long as you spend more than they're spending, you have a chance. And listen, what's the difference? You said 144 to 90 cents, $50 million bucks roughly. That's two really good bats, I think, or at least two guys who can help you in a lineup.
I mean, yes. Here's among the bottom 15 payrolls, and there are actually more teams between the Pirates and the Tigers than I originally saw. You have bottom 15 payrolls. You've got Seattle, 44-41 in playoff position. Detroit, 53-32. St. Louis, 19th in payroll, 47-40. Reds, 44-41. Brewers, who are only two spots removed from the Pirates at $105 million. They're 10 games over. Cleveland's right around 500. Tampa Bay, which is below the Pirates, are eight games over. So it's just not an excuse. It's just not. 412-928-9370. And you should lay out, at least about $20 million more. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week with the General Patton. Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Your chance to win the card or cards of the week comes by going to our website, 937thefan.com, and going straight to our contesting page. General, I'm going to go with, I think, an Andrew McCutchen card as he closes in on Willie Stargell. Bob, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Brad Marchand.
Limits?
I'm going to go with a Tommy Pham card. Don't let Tommy Pham get hot. The family striking at the right time for the new grandfather, the general, newly a grandfather this week.
Congratulations, General.
Yes, congrats.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. Yeah, baby Archer born on Monday. First
Archer.
Grandchild.
Wow.
Man, am I thankful for that.
You'll really love Archer.
It's a huge week. Not only did Archer come along, I might add that the Pirates are 2-0 since Archer started following them.
Beautiful. It's better than when Chris Archer was here.
I was going to say, Chris Archer, that's exactly not the one you want.
I was hoping you wouldn't make that link there.
So, I'm sorry.
This is our 250th card we've given away, and this is going to be one of my favorites, literally a top five card. We forgot about the Cobra. We're going to honor the Cobra.
Of course.
And we're going to take it up a notch in honor of Archer. We're giving you away a autograph, certified Dave Parker autograph from 1999 Fleer Sports Illustrated. They took a card and made it into what looked like Sports Illustrated covers. Everybody knows how great their cover art was.
Yeah.
The Cobra autographed this thing. It's certified, and it's going to be one of the best cards we've given away in a while on Starkey's Card of the Week.
Holy bird follicles. Thank you, General. That's perfect.
Oh,
of course, that's the card
welcome.
Of the week. Thank you, sir.
All right. See you, General. Good luck and congratulations.
Thanks, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Yep. You guys have a good day.
There you go. An autographed Dave Parker card. Your chance to win it again, go to our website, 937thefan.com, and right to our contesting page. General Patton always comes through, doesn't he, Bob?
He does. Yes, that's a great place, man. Until you see it, you won't understand how big and wonderful it is.